All right, everybody, buckle up, because today we're diving headfirst into the wild world of token fees.
Those sneaky little devils,
Yeah,
right?
those sneaky little devils. We're gonna break it down. Like, what even are they? Why should you actually care? And how do you dodge getting totally blindsided?
Because nobody likes a surprise crypto drain, am I right?
Nobody. And our trusty guide today, a deep dive straight from the folks over at Goblin's Cash. Their piece, what was it called again?
Token fee explained. Everything you need to know should be a good one.
That's the one. They really get into it. So, listeners, picture this. You're on a roll, feeling like a total crypto king, about to make the trade of the century, and bam.
Record scratch.
Exactly. Token fees pop up out of nowhere. I'm like, hold on there, buddy. Gotta pay the troll toll.
Gotta pay the troll toll. I like that. It's a good analogy.
Right. So let's break it down for the folks listening at home. What are these fees in the simplest terms possible?
Okay, so every time you hit that buy, sell, or even transfer button in the crypto world, you're essentially paying a tiny little fee to the people who created that token, the issuers.
The puppet masters of the
Yeah,
token.
exactly. And it's important to remember that this fee, it goes directly to them, not to the platform you're using, like Goblin's Cash or anything like that.
So it's more like a royalty fee for using their digital invention every single time. Makes those petty gas fees feel a little less brutal, I guess.
Just a tad. But don't get too comfy. Token fees, they can sting.
They absolutely can. And that, my friends, is why we care so much. The Goblin's Cash article really hit hard on this point. These fees, they're not optional, at all.
They are part of the
They're
game.
practically unavoidable.
Right. You can have flat fees, percentage-based fees, and even fees that change like the wind depending on how jammed the network is.
Like a crypto roller coaster. And speaking of roller coasters, I think back to the article's example. That 2% fee on a quick little $100 swap doesn't sound like much. Then you zoom out. Yeah.
Exactly. Imagine you're trading all day, every day. Those small percentages start to look like, big bites out of your crypto pie.
Exactly. It's like this hidden cost that just quietly eats away at your profits over time. Sneaky, sneaky.
It really is, which is why the article's emphasis on research beforehand is so on point. Don't just jump into a trade. Do your homework, people.
Knowledge is power, right? But it's not just researching the fees themselves. It's like comparing across different blockchains. We all know some blockchains, those gas fees are just like astronomical.
And then on top of that, you get certain tokens with higher built-in fees than others. It's a jungle out there.
Bar, total jungle. You got to be savvy. And while we're talking about being savvy, the article mentioned keeping a super close eye on the fees even while the transaction's happening. Any specific tips on that front?
Oh, absolutely. Always, and I mean always, double, even triple check that fee before you even think about hit and confirm. Some platforms, they get a little, shall we say, creative with their fee
Well,
structure.
I've been there. It's frustrating.
Or, maybe the network slammed and that fee's suddenly way higher than you expected. Never blindly trust the numbers you see at face value. Verify, verify, verify.
Verification, the golden rule. Not just for life, but especially for the cryptoverse. Okay, so if you're wrapping up our token fee crash course here, they're pretty much unavoidable. They change more than a chameleon in a rainbow, and truly understanding them, absolutely vital if you want to be a crypto champ.
Couldn't have said it better myself. Bottom line is this: are you just riding the waves in the crypto ocean, or are you the captain of your own ship?
Ooh, I like that.
Token fees, they're just
Yeah.
another part of the navigation system you gotta master.
Mastering the crypto matrix. That's our deep dive for today, folks. Seriously, remember this. Knowledge, that's your most valuable asset in the crazy world of crypto. So stay curious, stay informed, and as always, happy trading, everybody.